Hey! Fucking hey! 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 Hello, it's me. That's right, a little voice inside of your head. I'm the one who always is the one who says, stab that guy in the fucking neck every time the Jehovah's Witnesses knocks on your door and wakes you up on a Saturday morning when you've been working all week. Yeah, I'm that voice. You know that voice that when you're inside the office and the boss has made the same joke and everyone at the table laughs for the 15th millionth time, even though they've heard this joke 15 million times and they all know it's not funny and you're the only one who knows it's not funny, but you have to laugh too and you hate it? I'm the voice who says, kill everyone in the room. That's me. Every single person on the planet has a little person inside of them that should probably be on medication but won't take it because they think it makes them weak. Every single person on the planet knows. Sometimes you'll be doing something and you'll hear someone somewhere, somehow say something that makes you just absolutely insane. And my voice, this little voice, kicks up and says, whoa, whoa. Oh, fuck! But you can't do anything. You have to sit there. You have to smile. And all the other voices, all the upbringing, your parents, your preacher, your teacher, your rabbi, whatever, they all told you to quell the little voice inside. Well, now you don't have to because it's Monday night and it's time for the voice to come out. That voice has its name and its name is Sean Kennedy, baby!
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Are going out there. That's right. It's show for time. It's time for show. It's, can we just do that again? No, wait, we can't. It's live.
God damn it.
What the fuck? Anyway, it's time for episode number 23 of the Sean Kennedy Show. Hello, I'm Sean Kennedy, your very own open source celebrity. You are free to rebroadcast. As a matter of fact, you should rebroadcast this. Make your own pirate station. Put over a military net. Do whatever you like. This is for everyone who's rebroadcasting this on a military net. Zero. This is one. You suck. Sean K. out. Let's see. You're free to distribute this form in all broadcasts. Feel free to record this, listen to it during math class, and fail a grade, but don't blame me. You can get into the RC. How do we get into the RC tonight, Sim?
Tonight
there's a special.
The secret password is.
Tonight's a special way to get in the RC. Is you have to be naked. Otherwise, we'll
That's
know.
Right. We will know.
And we won't log you on.
Go get yourself an IRC client. I hate this microphone. I really hate all the microphones that I get. God damn it.
You know,
it sounds so basic. I can't get enough treble out of it. It's like...
Do you have any idea how neurotic that sounds? I hate these microphones. I've always hated them. I hate all my microphones. You know, I got Emilio Marcos of microphones happening here.
Well,
he's got racks of fucking microphones. He uses it once. Nah, I don't like this one. It's I have nothing to speak into.
Well, I have to give you the good one because you talk more.
The good one? The thing's got a wobbly head on it. I feel like I'm talking to a giant.
It's injured
cock.
A lot.
What?
It's injured a lot.
Well, yeah, this has just always been my mic. I mean,
it's my mic.
It's my mic. But I've got a new mic now. Yes, we're eating magical cookies.
That makes us see blue fairies.
That makes us go fast.
To get into the IRC.
Yeah, let's keep focused.
Focus straight.
Wait, we can't pause here. This is bad country.
Let's go. Did you eat this acid?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Music!
White Rabbit!
White Rabbit! White Rabbit!
You download yourself an IRC client, like that's Sean's favorite, MIRC, the only IRC client.
When I log on, put radio in the bathtub with me.
and then you get the, then you go to the other side servers.
And then you get the, good try. That's my job, but
yeah,
I lose
moving
my...
On,
moving right along. Anyways,
And then you go to the RAMP radio channel after you're in the other side service. Or you can go to the webpage and click on chat. RAMPradio.com, chat. There you go.
And I thought that I was going to have to get the goddamn maid to do it. But anyways, so in the IRC tonight, the poor unfortunate bastards who are deciding to waste their life at 2 to 3 hours at a crack are Copper Top, Dr. Maris, Smokehouse, the One Walker Wonder, Super Cripple himself, Smokehouse, Snake Alien Binary, Saruzzz, I think she's sleeping, Counter Saint Croce Robot, Delamorta, Disturbed Decker Case, Enoshian, Gone Crazy, Guardian Super Chicken Hybrid Theory, Eat! It Fungus, Jodath Moore, Kexler, Kokini, Leshek, Lentium, Mad Evil, Mary AFK. I actually was going to say Mary AF. Never mind. Mary AFK, Misconduct, who has a fish, who I'm going to name.
Fish. It doesn't already have a name?
A Wogfish.
A better name.
A better name. Mr. Echo, Neuralize, Neuralize 2, Pyra, Red 5, Sir Dork, Soabs, Budley.
Spudley!
Dowdy Cheese, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trelane, T-Sat Bar, WS Ninja, Zandad, Lady Wolf, and Claire, and Delusion. Oh, there's all these other people who just, like, showed up. Holy fuck.
There's lots of new
Delusion,
names, man.
Dead Sun, Druid RM, Duel, Dubster, Duke,
all those. New names. New names.
Fozzie, Yoda, Muppet. Nice name. Gorka, iHut 2002, Obi Kami, Paladin, Perianwer, Shadowfur. Hey, Shadowfur.
You're testing Sean's limits here.
Yeah,
pronunciation.
Can I buy a vowel? Sphinxer, Toramoral, 1874, and XZ. Hey, to everyone who's new, I think this is one of the biggest shows we've had.
This is the newest show ever.
Inns just joined. Hey, to everyone who's new, thanks for showing up.
Yeah.
I guess somebody horribly lied to you and told you that this was something worth listening to.
Welcome.
Yes, and Xenu Industries is in the house. Everyone's here. All the WOGs are here. It's very, very cool. Shadowfur was a little bit confused she's like, why is everybody cheering when Sean enters the room? You know, it's because I rule. That's why. And it's because
it's simple.
Yeah, cause
really.
I mean, you've been waiting 7 days. You know, come on, get into the fun of it. Just cheer, okay? Come on. Yeah, but he's got a small mustache. No, just cheer. Just put the fucking armband on, okay? Just put the armband on.
Go with the crowd.
And why are people getting?
Right,
why is
right.
he putting people in trains? Or just cheer, okay? Just fucking cheer, all right?
They're
cool.
Going to the fair.
Come on, you know. Just you know, there's a girl I want to meet there. You know. Just come on. They'll give me a free haircut.
Do her.
And I want to do her. Well, I don't want to go to the show if anything weird happens. There's a girl I want to meet there. I just don't want to know if I want to join a religious cult with you. That's a great one.
That's a really good one.
Do we have that one handy?
I have everything.
Do you?
That we've ever played.
We should we should play that one. That was a good one.
That is a good one. That's
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Want me to dig it up?
Yeah, dig it up.
That's a good
dig
one.
Dig it up.
Like that
it's been a while since I have it. Red 5, I have the boner for Sean. Red 5 had a good one. We were thinking about doing a casting call of Sean Connery as the Wild Bill from Silence of the Lambs. You know, the guy who's all, like, because Sean Connery, he's a movie slot anyway. So you make another one, and it'd be like, it puts the lotion on its skin, or it guts the hose again. Put the dog in the fucking basket. Wait, was she a great big fat girl? Trousers.
Trousers.
That's the big Sean Connery word, eh? Trousers. Anybody can sound like fucking Sean Connery if they just say trousers. Trousers.
You should, like, teach lessons. How to be Sean Connery.
How to sound like Sean Connery.
Slut.
Trousers. How to be an elaborate movie slut who has absolutely no squabbles. Like, Avengers. Okay, if there was anything that this showed he was a movie slut, like, Avengers. Trousers. Was she a great big fat girl? Trousers. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck anyone for money. Because, hey.
You're such a donkey.
You're such a...
I'll do the movie anyway.
I'll do the movie anyway. To hell with you, Trebek.
I've got you now.
I've got you now, Trebek. The drink of the night. The drink of the night. The drink I'm trying. Holy fuck, I'm actually zipping along.
I actually like this. This is good.
Yeah, this is good.
This I like more?
I like this. This is good. I'm feeling very good. And there's... fluid coming out of my ear.
It's red and sticky.
It's called Sobe A-Rush energy drink.
It is A-Rush.
It is, I'm actually feeling kind of zippy right now. Fuck, I hope I don't fall over. But at least I die broadcasting.
Well, the ingredients are like sugar, caffeine, sugar.
It's actually a little bit bland until you serve it on sugar cubes.
But then light it on fire.
And then you light it on fire and drink it while it's still burning and gurgle and burp a few times. Okay, so update on WogDog. First, we're going to go over some of the new names that we're going with WogDog, and then have an update on WogDog, which is not the best news in the world. But, for starters, we have names for WogDog, again, from Jake in San Diego. Thud, Tunk, Bonk, Whale, Ball, Tug, Cudgel. I like Cudgel. Trauma, Bludgeon, Truncheon, Trench, Grapple, Gravel, Gobble, Clunk, Brink, Bleak, Curb, Tar, Tor, Torn, Carn, Carny, Slump, Bump, more later.
More.
Yes, more free word association from Jake in San Diego. Now, if anyone was really close so far, it was Kadaf's wife, who suggested the name Duke, which I really like because...
That's a good one.
And more than me liking it, the wife likes it. And I can't do shit unless the Dark One says so, you know, because it's the house. Sure, I'm allowed to go out and play on Monday nights and stuff like that, but...
That's it.
No, Sean. You know what the original name I was going to call the dog? Well, I can't tell you what the original name was.
That's a secret.
That's a secret. But I've had other names. I wanted to call the dog Jedi. I wanted to call all sorts of stuff. And she just, you know, I have to pass it through my... We won't go there.
So, yeah, stop. She may listen to this
one
day.
There may be a problem, you know. You bastard! No, the problem is that, unfortunately, there has been a complication with the guy who is selling the dog.
Did he go back to his homeland?
No, he didn't.
Called back for war?
I went down there and I was looking at what he's doing, and I personally think that the dude I was going to buy the dog from is not a respectable breeder. Like, I'm looking at... He wanted to send the dog home at 4 weeks, and he starts double-talking a lot of stories, and I don't have verification of, like, who the parents were, and the parents aren't there for me to meet, and I don't know what the fuck I'm buying here. I don't know. So when you're dealing...
A bit sketchy, huh?
Well, when you're dealing with a dog that could potentially be quite violent if it's got, you know, bad parents and shit like that, you want to make sure you do the research. And I would rather... I'm out a few dollars over this, but I would rather be out a few dollars and not have a dog that could get my ass sued off the fucking ground than waste the money and get screwed. But... Not to worry, I am going to be getting a dog, just not yet. So, because, I mean, I'm not just going to let anything into my life, right? You know, like,
right.
I mean, this is like a 15-year commitment, you know, I mean, you got to be fucking down.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be down with this, you got to be into this, right? So, soon, I will have a dog. But
soon.
Maybe the internet can help. Maybe the internet can help. Maybe.
Help us, oh, internet.
Well, no, really, maybe somebody out there, you know, knows... Like, can check on their local SPCAs, and we'll see about shipping the dog around, and we'll rescue this dog
put
from
Miami
or
something. Put it in a box, put it on a ship.
You know, and we'll freeze dry it, and away we go. You know, it'll be fun.
But That's right. I did find the Adam Sandler thing.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Play that sucker.
Do it now. Here it is.
Hey, man, I'm joining a religious cult.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm joining it, so you gotta sign up, too.
What are you talking about?
Hey, don't fuck me on this, man. Just sign up.
No, I'm not gonna join a cult.
I can't believe you're pulling this shit on me after Monday night.
What?
I wanted to watch Monday Night Football, and you wanted to watch that other show, and we watched your show. I did that for you.
Yeah, well, you kept flipping back to the game.
I wanted to see the fucking score! What do you gotta do that's so fucking important? You can't join the religious cult with me.
Well, I was gonna go sunbathing.
Oh, boy. No, I don't think you should do that, because this guy... Russell, he's the leader guy of the cult. He was rambling on during one of the speeches about the sun being bad.
Uh-huh.
Like the beast can't come out because the sun's too bright and it hurts his eyes or something. You show up all sunburned, that guy's going to be pissed at you and me.
Well, I'm not in the cult, so I don't have to worry about pissing the leader guy off.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guy's been saying. Some of it makes a lot of sense.
Well, good, but I don't want to join the cult. Still hang out. I just won't be in it with you.
The point is, I'm not going to have time to hang out with you because I'm going to be fucking busy with this fucking cult.
We'll visit on weekends. We'll work it out.
No, the weekends are like the busiest time. That's when we go to flea markets and fucking malls and talk people into joining, man.
Can I just join for a little while? I told my dad I'd visit him in Florida in 3 weeks.
You'll ask them, but we gotta join now.
Well, what's the hurry?
There's a girl I wanna meet there! What the fuck's your problem?
Well, I mean, I don't really have to believe in this stuff, do I?
No. Just fucking tell everybody you believe in this shit. When they say the sun sucks, go, yeah, fuck the sun. I fucking hate it too. Long live the fucking beast.
I don't know, man. This is crazy.
Look, they're going to give you clothes, they're going to give you a free haircut, you're going to get food.
It's not going to be one of those weird haircuts, is it?
It's going to be a haircut, all right? You said you need a haircut, they're going to fucking cut your hair. You're going in saving $12, just fucking do it!
You think the hot girl has a friend for me?
Probably, I don't, and if she doesn't, she'll go out and recruit one for you.
Well, all right. But hey, if I don't like it, I'm going to escape, man.
Okay, that's up to you.
3 weeks later.
Hey, buddy.
Are you glad you did this?
Oh, this is the best thing I ever did. Thank you.
You're not mad at them making you kill your father, are you?
You know, it's like they said. It was the only way to save him.
You're a good guy.
You're a better one.
Oh. Oh, wow. You can, like, mix me in and stuff. That was really cool. If I had known that was going to happen, I would have joined in with the chanting. Yes, yes, never join any...
I can suck it back again if you want to.
Never join any cult that robs you of your individual ability to do stuff. That's my personal motto. From TK, my bro in Rant Radio last night made... Creature. Last night, Creature.
Get it straight. Put some commas in there, Sean.
It's his fucking email. Made a little thing, and we started a page, Ken Schaefer, southpark.com, and we got it on the Rant Radio page.
Da-da-da, with little icons and la-la-la. I'll post it in the IRC in a second.
Just as soon as he figures out how this highlighting thing works with a mouse.
It's crazy.
Very, very cool. Yeah. Very, very cool. And so you can see all the groovy SKTFM, all the little South Park images.
There's me, there's Sean, there's Smokey, there's Templar Knight.
Ronan Sariot.
All the famous people.
Everybody's there. What if we had a thing and everybody showed up? That'd be fantastic.
And just talk to Templar or Creature and get yourself up there.
That's right. And soon we'll have wall cards in South Park and all this other various media that everybody
wants. Hey, you want to do the wall cards now?
What's that? Yeah, let's do walk cards.
New walk cards.
New walk cards.
For your enjoyment, go to the walk card page, and there's like ten new ones.
Yes, from Druid RM did a bunch, too.
Yeah.
He sent me a bunch I thought was really fucking funny.
So we're going to...
We're going to go there now, or are we just going to stand here and stare
what
at
the... What the hell is it doing?
Or the RC log. What's happening?
I'm like...
Did we just
doing walk? Copy instead of paste and...
Oh.
And,
yeah, you got to get that mouse thing started.
Okay, where did we stop last
time? Well, conjure fat joke. What the hell? Dirty trick.
Okay, let's move up then.
Okay, what do we got here? We got
you Guinness. Seen Guinness?
No, I hadn't seen Guinness.
Okay. Jodeth Moore, you seen that one?
Jodeth Moore, yeah, yes, I've seen that one.
Okay. Yeah. Stout. Dr. Pepper is for pussies. Manly manna. Guinness. Guinness manna.
Okay, and we got...
Cult.net. Simon Cyber... Circle jerk.
Oh, yeah.
When this card is thrown, Wog must wait until the next card he or she throws is voted on and tallied by all other Wogs in play. Subsection 2.9.4 clearly states...
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
IRC. Artifact. IRC gets plus zero, plus one for every Wog that's in there during the time the IRC is in play.
The key to any group of people is communication. That's from Mr. Echo, that one.
And we got shower material. Summon Natalie Portman, Uber midriff. All male wogs play happily distracted and rendered powerless for a turn. Oh.
Oh, my Annie. You've certainly grown. Wink, wink.
Is that who Annie is? Natalie Portman?
No, Annie from the movie.
Annie.
That's a quote.
Oh, wink, Natalie Portman. Yeah. I'm just like, whatever. what? I don't know.
There was a movie?
I wish
Clearly blocked it from his mind now.
Conjure fat joke. That's the best. Wog gets plus five when used against SKTFM. Damage doubled against SKTFM if the conjured by Smokehouse. What a fucking dink. Damage could have been halved with fruit salad.
Or nullified if crippled joke is conjured by SKTFM. Screw you, Tubby! Smokehouse says.
What a fucking dink.
Summon alcohol-fueled artist. Kokanee. If alcohol is in play, artist gets plus five, minus three bonus. Oh, toilet bowl, you're the only one who understands me. I'll never drink again. Hey, they brought Canadian. Any given Friday night.
What says, I can't read that. You'll have to read those.
Says, hey there. Long laborious email, plus one, plus zero to all wogs in play, plus two, plus zero to any player using against Sean Kennedy. Sean Kennedy is immobilized for two turns because he's a slow reader. Think of me as Coco the Gorilla, SKTFM. And we have the uber elite two-faced Hacksaw Kitty. Call this bitch! XX, this wog's power and toughness are equal to the number of wogs in play, plus two of red meat and anabolic steroids shake fed to kitty on previous turn. Meow, motherfucker, meow!
What is this? Special attack, so close, yet so far.
Summon Merritt Davis. To be used against SKTFM and Smokehouse as unit in play. Both are immobilized and take damage. SKTFM settles Smokehouse with deadlines while collectively waiting in vain for TV deals.
Well, this is in no way a slag on Merritt. She's actually really cool. But anyway, no, she is. She's a super cool chick. Yeah.
WOG mascot, summon creature, Nicole Kidman. Tap it for all WOG's frenzy attack without tapping. And tap it plus X plus water plus X stereo to all WOGs. My wife is going to kill me for designing this card. Druid RM.
No shit.
Mecha. Druid RM's mech. First strike. Trample. Attack twice before tapping.
I like this one. Falling chair. That's the good one. Artifact. This rules is there was a magic card you used to hold above the table and drop, and whatever the card landed on was removed from play.
Oh, wow.
And that's what this card is about. You hold the card above the table and you drop it. Whatever.
Somebody
the card.
Actually plays magic. Then.
Yeah, and then you bury it. Yeah, so it's pretty funny.
Bet some car alarms are going off now. Falling chair rant.
Yeah.
Dump Scientologist. An interrupt.
That's a good one.
Remove X Scientologist from game and bury. Oh, that's so good. They're getting really inventive. Body armor. Artifact. But take my advice.
Where body armor? Druid RM.
New Year's What the Hell Show. New Year's Eve What the Hell Show. If Jodath Mor is in play, he cannot attack for four turns due to listening. All WOGs gain 2/2 when New Year's Eve show is in play. Where the hell is my show, Sim? It's only been a year and a half.
Yeah, that's right. You never did get the fucking show.
I'll get it up one of these days.
Sure you will.
And impersonator. Some WOG card maker wannabes.
That's
by Neuralize.
This is the funniest shit. This is like the fucking pinnacle of the internet, right?
Look
here.
At it. Microsoft Paint they're using. It's it Paint, and it's like totally
no, it's just
fucked
the whole fact so that this card funny. Is out there, like, you know, Jonah, just go with it, man. You're not going to be able to stop these guys. Just go with it. I think it's very funny he made this card. Obviously, he's not serious. Obviously, this is a joke. It's just like, you know, fuck that. Made me laugh when I saw that.
Good.
Very, very funny. Holy dog shit, I think we have a record in the IRC. We have 72 people in the IRC tonight. That's pretty good.
That's a lot.
I think that's the record.
I think so.
Yeah, so...
Anybody keep me score?
Anybody keep me score? Anybody? Well, we're anybody? Keeping score as of now. The new record is 72 people.
Woo! We win.
From Jodath Mor and DeviantArt. Yep, did this today. If you like this higher quality image, just check this out. MagnusDeviantArt.com. That's right, the SKTFM wallpaper for your computer pleasure. And this is cool because it's not ripping off the same bad photos of me that have been floating around on the internet for a while. And it's very, very cool. So check, post that link in the IRC. Have you seen this yet? Did you go there?
I haven't, actually.
Have you? Go
no.
See it.
Go do it
I
now.
Have this on my laptop. This is my background screen because my ego is huge. I have a massive ego.
It's that good, huh?
Oh, it's pretty cool. I mean, I was like, damn, that's pretty fucking sweet. There's a lot of shit in there that kind of scares me a little bit. But it's cool. And I think there's probably too many people looking at it. Oh, no. Go down. There it is. Ding.
That one?
That one.
Ooh. That's looking nice.
Yeah,
it's on the left-hand side.
Yeah, it's the
down
one.
The page.
Well, the one says SKTFM. They can
probably
read.
No,
they can. They're smart. They're clever people.
I'm going to click it again.
And you got to keep clicking. Drill down for a larger image.
I'll be
this.
There first, so it's okay.
For a larger image, do this. So
nice. Like some brain matter there.
You got molecules of people chanting and clapping and stuff and clockworks. And there's actually some... I'd like to know what the writing is on there, because there's like this little writing, but I think it's stuff to do with me or whatever. And he's got a
it does.
On
it says
there.
Sean Kennedy, blah, blah, blah.
I don't think it actually says blah, 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 but it says something.
It says something. That'd be nice.
That's very cool. So Sean Kennedy wallpaper for everyone out there wants to have it on their thing. More names for the dog. Munch, Biafra, Bowser, Gordita, Panzer, Ham, Sheba, Boomer, Gromit, Hooch, Trent, or Ing. And those are from Druid RM. Same guy did the log cards. Very cool. Very, very cool.
Creative people.
Now, Vampire this morning did some foreign language rant radio plugs.
That is correct.
Did we get those?
Yes, we did. I'm waiting for some more.
Are we?
So we've gotten the languages that we've got are French, Italian, and Spanish. So those are covered. So
we need somebody. We need some German. We need it in Latvian. Hey, Matt Evil, give us a fucking like good Latvian or get some of your European friends. You guys all speak like 30 fucking languages. Over
oh yeah.
There. We want like a really good, you know, like Rammstein German rant radio intro.
Oh yeah.
You know, like about 7 of them in German. That'd be fat.
Get like.
Yeah, like get like some really nutty. Rant Radio German shit.
Send it to info@rantradio.com or if it's like, yeah. Just like, send it there.
Like Achtung Rant Radio.
Achtung!
Yeah, or something.
Definitely include that word.
Yeah, you gotta have Achtung's in there. Ein Volt, ein Leiser. You know, good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really good. More feedback from Coyote23. Heard the show Monday, and we mentioned that iTunes featured a link in the Rant Radio stream. Well, it's true. I work for a major media outlet and happen to use a Mac at work. The only good part about working on a Mac is iTunes. Under the Hard Rock Metal category, on Rant Radio Tuner, iTunes Rant Radio is featured along with only 20 other presets.
We are so metal.
Yeah.
And I feel heavy metal!
I actually looked at the iMac at work, and we're there.
Yep. Is it rock?
There is no industrial category, so I guess metal.
So that means that even dirty hippies at Apple love Rant Radio. For all the people at Apple, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
We still hate your computers, though. What are we looking at?
The phone.
The phone.
Can you pass me the phone?
Here, I have a phone.
You can do that.
I can do that thing. You
read
know
the next line.
Oh, where am I? So yes, unfortunately, I didn't want to give this a lot of airtime, and I didn't want to talk about it. But I'm getting a little bit concerned because we realized that what is the last four shows, there has been this fucked up static coming in, and we don't know what's happening, and we don't think originally we thought it was just like a computer glitch here because we had our hard drive die. And we had to reconfigure and everything, and that wasn't cool. But what I'm thinking is that, more than one person, because we've been hearing voices and there's stuff that's being said, so it seems like we're being streamjacked. So it seems that some asshole out there is hacking into our stream, and it's not very, very cool. We do not like that, and we don't understand why anyone would try to hack us, because we're the good guys. Why don't they go try to hack with the Scientologists or some shit? Or, like, why would they? Is it because we're finally getting big enough that you don't need to, like, that there's, you know, something to...
Well, it's... Well, I'll get...
Whoa.
Hello. Some ops. Do you have some ops in...
Whoa, what the fuck happened there?
One second. There we go.
Wow.
It's all fixed.
Flood.
Oh, the IRC just went nuts. But it's all fixed now. I put on moderation.
Wow, that'd be really funny if somebody found out where that guy lived and showed up at his house and fucking cut his guts out.
Yeah, wouldn't that be horrible?
That'd be funny shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should send Templar Knight over to his house and nail his head to the floor with a fucking mining pick.
Yeah.
Like, why? What the fuck? You know, whatever.
Okay, it's all cool now. So we got an expert in the house tonight.
Help
us out with this.
And this guy, he knows particularly a lot about it. So once in all, again, it's our bandwidth pimp, Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Who knows his shit. He actually knows a lot more about any of this stuff than I do, which isn't saying much.
And me? Am I on the air?
You are, in fact, on the air as of now.
I've got a 1974 washer-dryer combo set for sale.
Do you?
And anybody who's interested can... call me.
What's your phone number to call you? Should we give that out?
1-800.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, I'll
it sounds like more cause for concern. Anyway, how's...
Hold on a second. You know you've been doing that whole it rubs the lotion on the skin thing?
It rubs the lotion on its skin, yeah?
With Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Ed Levine?
Yeah.
That's the best. Do it. Give it a go right now.
It puts the lotion on its skin, or it gets the hose again. Just put the dog in the fucking basket. You love that shit.
By special request.
By special request for Red 5. Actually, he was the one who thought that up anyway, in the original. But all I ever do is rip people off, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, just as their story. I ripped off the whole coat thing from him. But anyway. Anyway, hey, Smoke, you want another beer? Watch the fire. Anyway, what's going on, dude? Like, what's happening with this fucking static situation?
Well, Stan's been talking to me about at work, and we've been kind of going over some ideas, and I've come up with a bit of, you know, looking at my experience in the cable industry and that, and my knowledge of things that are electronic and so on.
Okay.
A couple of things that came to mind right away is... if you look at the cable television network, it's basically, especially a two-way network that you'd see wherever you have cable modems or whatever.
Okay.
It's basically a giant amplified antenna. It's a massive dipole. You look at the size of Delta, for example, and you have, it's got to be what? I don't know. A couple thousand square kilometers.
Yeah. Oh, easy. Yeah, it's pretty big.
And there's pretty much cable going down every street. So any kind of... RF radiation that if you were to go into the head end, which is, you know, the equivalent of the television or telephone CO. I used to listen to shortwave radio by attaching an RF meter to the return path on the cable. And you could listen to radio from as far away as, you know, Australia, South Asia, whatever.
So what you're telling me is, because everybody knows we broadcast from somewhere in Tawasin, which is in the Delta region, right?
That's right.
And so what you're telling me here is that all of the cable, if we get get high up, because of the way the land is situated here, it's basically a huge spider web antenna, is what you're telling me.
It's a massive dipole is the proper term for it, I guess. And what you get is you just this thing sitting out there, you know, hundreds of kilometers long, and it can pretty much every little segment is amplified. So you get signal building on signal until you get, you know, this overwhelming source signal story back to the head end, where you can pretty much listen to almost anything if the conditions are right.
Okay, so how does that... That's cool, but how does that turn into our show getting hacked?
Like, how could they do that? Like, how could somebody tap in and utilize that kind of antenna and maybe focus it at us?
Well, it's possible that it's not a directed attack, but, I mean, we haven't spoken for a couple of days on this, so... I mean, it's quite possible that you've learned more about this that I'm not aware of.
Okay.
If at all, or...
Well, the messages don't really make sense.
Okay.
It sounds like it's from a science fiction movie from, like...
But if you think about induction, for example, signal induction between two separate systems that are in close proximity to one another...
Right.
There wouldn't be a direct... wireline connection between the two, so there could be some degradation.
So,
well, it's pretty fucking staticky. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that would be. And you get one thing we noticed a lot was you get sunspots, or as soon as the sun came up, your connection would or the signal strength would drop dramatically. But as soon as the sun went down, you'd get more because of all the radiation from the sun.
It sort of, I guess, coincides with when the sun does go down.
Yeah, and that's one thing that struck me kind of interesting. You know, you can get a lot of odd spectral highlights at the right frequencies that may amplify that you're dealing with. You can be, who knows what you're dealing with. there's some really weird things that could be happening there.
I've heard of people receiving radio recordings like you hear shortwave stories, right? You hear about people receiving radio transmissions from the 40s and shit like that.
Well, that's the other thing. You get in the ionosphere, I can't remember the name of the actual... It's like a tunneling effect where you almost get a perpetual radio buffer. You get just radio signals traveling around and around and around and around.
Okay.
I think that's kind of what you're referring to. We get shortwave radio transmissions from, you know, the 1940s during World War II. That kind of idea. Is that what you're referring to?
So it could be from another time, I
well,
guess. Is
that's
what...
a bit far, but...
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, I don't think that there's no doubt that there's...
Well, because radio and television signals go into space, right?
Sure.
And
they
just keep traveling.
Yeah.
And I guess if you had a ship fast enough, and you could go watch I Love Lucy when it first broadcasted if you had traveled far enough.
No, well, not to paraphrase too much from Full Metal Jacket, but bullshit! There's no platoon out there. There's one fucking sniper out there. Okay, now, but what we're getting here, the thing that's weird is that it would have to be a pretty massive signal to catch on to all of Delta, and then... like span out, like if it came from space, it would have to be like, because you'd have to start at a small source and then funnel out, maybe from satellite or something. Like if somebody got into a satellite and then pumped it down and pointed it at Delta or something, I don't know.
No, I think that would be more indicative across the entire country, really. But you have to remember that this tiny little dipole antenna that's just sitting in your house there, that cable, that thing is huge. So, I mean, you look at Mount Arecibo Radio Observatory in down in South America.
Mm-hmm.
That's massive, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The station factor on that to amplify signals is huge. So there's no saying that this could be a terrestrial or an Earth-based source for signal, or a extraterrestrial, or you know, something off of Earth or a source. So
okay,
so it could be anything.
So.
You've got a mess of wires there. I've seen what you're...
yeah.
You've got a mess there.
I do have a mess, and that could be contributing to the problem, but I can't really do much about that without, well, not having a computer system in here.
Exactly. So I think that with just... There's so much going on out there, it's quite... quite possible you have the right mixing, whether it just be the people in the room or the equipment or whatever, for some kind of handling of that equipment. And the only when you're doing a show. And so it's got to be localized there. You don't see it somewhere.
Somebody's offering aluminum hats in the IRC now for
look
everyone.
Look under the sink. Look under the sink. Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm in my bedroom. I'm not watching IRC right now. So
yeah, it's so I don't need to hear it from you too. Okay, so I can read the IRC, Sean. That's just fine. Oh, that's cool.
Well, that's quite a bit of insight, and it's so we've narrowed it down to it could be anything.
Well, no, it sounds like it's a radio signal of some kind.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think it's a direct hack, and
it doesn't seem directed.
Well, like, it's not like somebody, because if it was a direct hack, it's a pretty weak hack. You know, got in through some static, get there. Ooh, you lead, Hacksaw, me bow. You know, ninja bows for fucking retard with static gun. You know, like fuck off. You know.
And if it's It sounds like it's quite directed. I mean, would that not be kind of a...
Well, they don't say Rant Radio. They don't say Sean Kennedy. They don't... Like, whatever it's saying, it sounds like a sci-fi movie. I mean, I guess it...
It could be like maybe something shortwave cross. I don't know. I don't know.
It has all the makings for something sci-fi, that's for sure.
But I did a search for it, like, on the internet for the quotes. And it doesn't come up with anything, but it doesn't matter because there's lots of obscure, strange, wacko sci-fi movies.
It must be Xenu trying to give me orders.
Release the Wog Army to my power now.
Yes, now we, the Wogs, will be the ultimate power in the universe. So, yeah, okay.
We'll go with that.
Okay, so
for now.
we'll go with alien streamjacking for now.
Yeah, I mean, unless I was to get in there and have a poke around, I would just say that, you know, you have so many possibilities of what could be causing that. It's quite odd, that's for sure.
It's Cthulhu and his sunken city, while dead yet dreaming, has got himself a transponder and is fucking firing mad dreams at Rant Radio.
If you do want to hear the static, people are like, where's the static? Go to the archives at rantradio.com.
If somebody knows what movie it's from,
yeah.
Like prizes, if you can tell us what movie it's from and give us the quote in the movie, because we'd like to know. Because I'm pretty good with movie quotes. I'm pretty amazing, actually, and I've seen just about every kind of post-apocalyptic movie that ever was, and I don't know.
Those movies rule.
Yeah, because I love post-apocalyptic. Maybe it could be a foreign film. Maybe something from Europe. I don't know.
It is English. It is English.
My Scheisse movie starring Sean Connery.
Yeah. It's on my Scheisse. Okay. But anyway.
It's in the archives. The time where the static is labeled on it, so you can, like, fast-forward straight to it.
Okay.
So, thank you very much, Red 5.
Yeah, I hope, you know, if you need more help on this, let me know. And
well, if we get any more, like, clues or
yeah,
if
you
they
figure anything out.
Again.
I mean, nothing's happened yet, so maybe it's cool. I don't know. It's been almost an hour, so fuck.
I mean, what time does the sun go down? Sun's going to be going down in about, what?
An hour?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably on its way down in the next half an hour or so.
Whatever. Maybe we'll just have a pet. We'll have a name for it or whatever.
We'll just name it. Oh, it's time for Mr. Static to come on.
Yeah.
Fuzzy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, Fuzzy.
Okay.
Okay, guys, so we'll have a good night.
All right, man.
Take it easy.
Thanks.
Later.
Go.
All right.
Well, that told us nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. How do you spell license?
Half the IRC can't talk. Well, if there's anybody there that we know, and the people that are not voiced, we don't know them anyway, so.
Well, no, you can let them talk, and if they just...
They fuck up,
they're gone. Let's. Yeah. Who's got ops?
Smoke, there's a bunch. There's Smokey, Anki.
Give the fucking One Walker Wonder, like, the hammer, and have him go buck wild.
Smoke's got the hammer.
Well, if he's got the hammer,
cool.
Don't worry about it.
Give him, cool.
Okay, voice everyone. Fuck it. And
let him do it.
And if people start fucking around, Smokey will cut your nuts off. End of fucking list. Next, on to new topics. Time for the halftime music. So that way, if there is spammers, we can just get Smokey to cut their nuts off. Smokehouse cutting people's nuts off.
We got an Opiate Receptor song.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, really cool one.
And another song which I really like.
This caught Sean's attention.
Yeah, I was listening to Rant Radio, and this is a really cool song. I think it's called Collective Suicide.
It is called Collective Suicide, the club mix by Terminal Choice.
Very, very cool. This is a neat fucking tune.
Oh, it's awesome.
All right, man, so check this out.
Hey. Wake up.
Huh? I mean, there are some people who wake up.
them, and you... And you, you just throw it away like it's nothing.
You want to share a cab?
I'm
fuck does everybody go when they have to go?
Please, I can't take it anymore. All you do is complain. Please, I can't take it anymore. All you do is complain.
I'm just gonna go home and kill myself. You wanna share a cab? This is bullshit.
Prepare for collective suicide.
You're listening to the best industrial on the net. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Oh, I forgot to mention that Jodath Moore actually sent me two wild cards too, one of which was summon Jodath Moore sound clip and a different one. And I forwarded them to Sim, but he always gets mad.
I didn't get them.
Oh, of course not. That's because, you know, I forward him stuff, and he says, if somebody carbon copies it, don't fucking mail it to me.
I didn't get those.
Okay, well, whatever. You suck.
You suck.
You suck. Make sure the speakers be this loud. I'm, like, hearing myself.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm, like, yelling at me. I'm like, ah! Every time I yell, it's like, oh, wow, that's weird. Whoa,
what?
Seems so quiet.
Now. What is?
Seems so incredibly
no
quiet.
Music.
You know what's really crazy? Because I was coming down here tonight.
We're listening to it, so I go on.
And I was feeling a little bit down, so I turned on co-op radio. And co-op radio really fucking pumps me up. You know why? Because it's so fucking stupid. Have you ever listened to co-op radio? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I hate mass media radio. But the co-op radio in Vancouver, wow, does it ever lick. Like, I mean, we're just a couple guys been fucking around on computers, and our show kicks way more ass than any co-op radio show I've ever fucking heard. I mean, I swear to God, some of that shit is just hurting. You know, and they got these, like...
It's pretty bland.
The most extreme left-wing motherfucker ever. There was a guy on there talking about, like, how poor people should have more votes than rich people. You know, it's like a sliding scale. If you're, like, some drunk, paranoid ass clown who, like, waves around and saves Jesus saves and wears nothing but robes, your vote should count for, like, 5 votes. And if you're, like, a rich executive, you should have 0.5 of a vote.
I am glad it's there because it's the only station that plays Jail Biafra.
Well, that's great, okay, but I'm just like, holy fuck, man, that's a long way to go before I'm ever going to give that station any kind of credit. Mind you, it beats Britney Spears. So, again, I listen to it in the car. Besides, it gives me, if people travel with me, I wig out all the time to people talking there, and it's kind of a team effort, so it makes it entertaining.
Well, dust in the air sets Sean off.
Well, yeah, like, what do they call that in the big cities? They call it, like, free-roaming particles, the particle count, or some shit like that. I mean, holy fuck, dude. Like, how messed up is that? Like, it's very strange. Very, very strange. The dude who was helping us out with David Smith. David Smith is the guy who wrote the Melissa virus. David, he's also the opiate receptor guy, and he's in fucking jail because he got, like, time in jail. And we don't like that. We think it's fucking stupid because the guy, like, made a mistake. He fucked up, but he's been helping the cops the last 2 years, and they turn around, the cops fucked him, and they sent him to jail. We think it's bullshit. So if someone could please give us his address, or I was trying to remember the dude's name who was helping us with that, but if you could send us his address, that'd be really, really cool.
I'll get the page.
Yeah, and like, we need to know where the guy's at so we can send him stuff. We're going to send him stuff. If other people want to send him stuff, too, that's fucking great, but, you know, that's fine. Now, on that freaking thing, somebody suggested Van Eck freaking, which I'm posting in the IRC right now. I just posted. And this was one of the new guys talked about this. Who was this? It was what's his name? It's like Wicked Dog or something, or some dude. I can't remember his name now.
Here's David Smith's website.
Oh, okay.
Well, the website about his information about going to jail and stuff.
Yeah, which is kind of, I mean, I personally think the guy
got to set an example for the rest of the world.
What we got here is a failure to communicate. Omega Kid was the one who talked about the freaking. So there's a thing there. It could be this. I'm not much of a Tesliac, so I don't know much about all this kind of shit. So
all you smart people out there, take a look at that.
Sun's going down though, so the vampires haven't come yet. And you know,
God.
You know what's a funny thing to do? I think I should start a trend. Every time you rent a movie, you know, that's one of those, because as geek culture, what do? We all rent these movies that are about monster movies and zombie movies. Why? Why do we do that? Because it's a drill. You watch the movie and you determine what you would do in that scenario. That's exactly what you're doing. Don't lie to me. By the way, Roto, good to see you. Maybe you can help us out with this because Roto's smart.
I think I'll put on my nightie and go into the basement with a candle.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and seriously, like, and you're like, there's no way I'd do that. That's why Armies of Darkness rocked, because everyone's like, dude, that's exactly what I'd do.
He's got the right idea.
That guy's got the right idea, you know?
Oh, my hand's chopped off? Let's put on a chainsaw.
You know what makes my wife fucking crazy? We'll go into movies, right? And I'll like sit there. The movie that was the worst for this, the movie that just made me go nuts, because I really get involved with my movies. Like movies, yeah. I'm like, oh, we went to go see Breakdown. Okay, where the guy's wife all of a sudden fucks off and goes missing, and it's like a totally like not a paranoid thing. Like you watch the beginning, it could happen to anyone. You know the way it lays out. And then I start to fucking go sneaky in the theater, right? I'm just like squirming and shit. Because I'm imagining my wife is fucking off, and I'm like thinking about deboning a bunch of fat truckers in the middle of the desert and shit. And
well, getting... nowhere she is.
Oh, man. I'll
tell you.
It would turn into Lord of Illusions pretty fucking fast. I'd be like, yo, fat grease monkey, you're going to sing me one fuck of a song in about 10 seconds. So, you know, shit. But, I mean, at what point during any of those films, when you're watching that movie, everyone, when they reach the point that they go, and you should say out loud, because there's a point in every film where you go, gun store! Next stop, gun store! That's exactly what's happening. So you're watching the movie, and then something happens, and the guy looks down and goes, whoa, there's blood coming out of my wall. And then he goes back to bed. No, he doesn't go back to bed. That's when every WOG watching should call out at the top of their lungs, gun store! That's the next thing that happens, man. I'm like, next stop, gun shop. That's how it works. I'm gone. Bye-bye. Hitting the gun store, you know, because really, that's just all it is. I mean, that's what these immersion, that's what it is. That's why we watch these movies. That's why they're popular. In the news this week, more flying cars. But this time, we got a reputable source, not just Mueller. No, we're talking about Toyota.
They're coming soon.
No, Toyota's
got one. He's giving us money.
However, they've got a photo, but we do have a link. Now, wanted photos of this car. Some asshole can find me photos of this car that's great. I was borderline, like, I want a flying car. The first flying car hits the ground, fuck, I'm on it. I want a photo of this car. Somebody get me a link, a picture. I don't care if you fucking go to Japan, find the prototype, beat them up, and steal it, and fucking take pictures of using, like, a bad quick pick scam. I don't give a shit. Okay, you got to get photos of this car.
This went in the air, this car?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, that's the link there. So, but it's a different guy. It's Toyota. And Toyota's is big enough and it's got enough fucking funding that if they wanted to have a flying car, they would do it. So, I mean, that's some pretty heavy shit. And Toyota's got some crazy stuff. Like, they got to outdo Honda's because Honda's been doing some
pretty advanced stuff.
Oh, you betcha. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. From SOAB. And this is kind of interesting. The Toronto Star reported today that a man was seen perched on a ledge outside of the Church of Scientology in Toronto. The man was said to be swooping down on unsuspecting members of the church and devouring them as they exited. When the chief of police, Julian Fantino, was asked if they had any suspects, Chief Fantino was at a loss for words. Apparently, the man promptly vanished upon arrival, around the police arrival, and police are still searching for clues, and citizens are asked to phone Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS if they have any information. The Toronto Star obtained this only-known picture of the man from the brother of a Japanese tourist who was devoured shortly after taking this photo.
There's
the photo in the IRC, which is just fucking sexy. I'm like, yeah.
It's pretty good. I like how the man is highlighted everywhere.
Yeah, how the man.
The man.
That's really funny. So he sent me that today, and that's from SOAB.
We love that stuff.
Yeah, son of a bitch. The guy's awesome. Anytime anybody wants to do anything like that, feel free. You know, just go buck wild. We enjoy it.
Speaking of such...
What?
I have a little contest for people.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, we need help here.
Rant Radio webpage is boring and it sucks.
Yes. In a nutshell, it's hurting.
It sucks a lot.
It sucks a lot. And you know what? I'm listening to the station. You're listening to the show. The whole station, what are we talking about? We talk about cyberpunk and cyberculture. We play industrial music. You go to the station, it looks like some washed-out version of Gap Tope. And it makes me hurt. But I have no web skills. And
neither do I. For design.
For design. And so we want somebody to redesign the page.
Yes. And my general outline that I'm looking at, and I like this one. This is just for design purposes only. Here it is in the IRC, and there's the example GIF that you can look at, and I just post it in there, change all the little pictures and stuff, and submit it to me, or give me a link. ICQ 515558 or
51558, and you can get
it.
If we decide to use yours, of course you'll be able to list it as a credit. You can use this as a reference and all the rest of it. So, because I mean that's cool. And,
so
you know,
if like people beg me, what can I do? What can I do?
What can I do? So yeah, if you want to do stuff, great. We need a page.
Yep.
And if you want to know what kind of a theme we're is, okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to stay up for 3 days straight. I want you to watch all the Apocalypse Now. I want you to watch Apocalypse Now. All the Road Warrior movies back to back. Johnny Mnemonic. And what else do I want you to watch? There's one where there's a kid and a boy and his dog and he's living in the future and all the really bad.
It,
as it gets later and later and later, watch more and more and more industrial shit and put like a heavy, dirty, gothic Blade Runner twist on it, and that's what we want. We want something really just gritty and fucking, I'm going to eat my own hand, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. And
did you know Did I tell you that Ministry was in AI?
What? No.
Yeah.
The band.
Yes.
Really?
I found that out after, like, watching through all the extra stuffs on the second DVD.
What
like,
were they, what were they
that
doing?
That was Ministry!
What, playing on stage?
Yeah, they're playing at the Flesh Fair. It was so
oh,
awesome.
of course they were. Ministry was also featured in Free Jack. They were,
It's an old movie.
Yeah, Free Jack had, they were playing A Mind is a Terrible Thing to Taste in, and walking through this bad red light district and blah, blah, blah. Ministry is like...
They're like the futuristic band.
They're the industrial hardcore fuck you band. I mean, some of their albums are really cool. Like, you'll have, like, two good songs. The rest of them are just kind of shit. But their good songs are, like, just the pinnacle of what industrial music should be. You know, like...
Hard.
Yeah, like, Just One Fix is, like... Probably the closest thing to my own personal theme song in the world. Like, that's just, with that scream and everything. God, I love that song beyond any, you know, shadow of a doubt. So it's very, very cool. Speaking of industrial bad hardness, I was looking around at Wonko Slice, which is one of the sites I check. And I found something that just fucking, you know, occasionally I come across shit on the web that just disturbs me, okay?
This is crazy.
This is, like, so disturbing to me. I don't know why, but this, I was sitting in bed and
don't know why.
And I'm surfing, you know, I got the, well, you know, after all the shit I see on the web, man, I'm like, oh, yeah, they legislate all our rights away. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
there they go. Out the window.
There they go. Oh, yeah, I saw that one coming. You know, and, but this one, for some reason, just made me, like, whine out loud. I'm lying in bed, you know, with the wireless network in my house, and I got the, my wife sitting next to me looking at me like I'm a Uber geek, and I just start going, oh, my God! And she's like, what? And I explain the story. And an assistant professor at Tohoku University in Japan has found that electromagnetic radiation produced by cell phones can be reflected by the metal bodies of trains. Now, that's no big deal if you're outside the train, but if you're inside the train, the result is that during rush hour, when nearly everyone on the train is using their cell phone, the level of radiation bouncing around the train has reached as high as that as a microwave oven on low power. Unfortunately, no one in the Japanese government seems to care about this research. This is off of Japan Today. The link is now in the IRC. This is, like, really fucking sick shit. I'm just like, oh my God! Like... ding,
low
ding,
bake
ding.
For an hour.
And I mean, you're on that train.
Well,
like,
done.
Like, take an egg with you next time you get on the sky train.
You can eat it at the end of the
train.
And
then get off the train and crack the egg. And you're like doing the voodoo right. Clack. If a fucking heart thing falls out of the egg.
Then it would.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Ooh.
Yeah. And in that case, walk. Buy a bike. Wait for the flying car. Okay. I'm sorry. No fucking way. All right. So, you could suck my ass. There is no chance. That's just... I'm not taking a fucking train in Japan during rush hour.
No way. It's like, everyone, put down the fucking phones.
Listen to me, you fuck! Of course, I'm, like, a lot taller than those people. They all got martial arts. They'd be kicking my ass.
You know, at birth.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They know it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They pop out.
With my left hand, I can rip your face off. With my right hand, I can disembowel you. Look at me. I'm Oriental. You know, that's just, you know, everyone who knows. Think about it. Every time you're going to get into a scrap and the guy's Chinese, Oriental, you think, shit. This motherfucker knows something.
I bet he does.
I bet this motherfucker knows some martial arts, you know? That's what just goes through your mind. Goes through my mind. Speaking of the government...
Seen too many kung fu movies.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. The government is sweeping aside more privacy rights. Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Ministers last night were accused of conducting a systematic campaign to understand the right to privacy. It has emerged that a host of governmental departments, local councils, and
The UK Guardian. Oh, yeah.
Quagnos are powered to maintain communication records for every British telephone and internet user. This is from your friends in England. Yes, to all of our UK/Gattaca friends listening to the broadcast.
Why are they so brutal in the
because
in the UK?
It's
why?
Britain. It's the fucking British Empire. Do I need to remind you that these were the guys who invented concentration camps?
Oh, my God. They're brutal. They
the British, the British, fuck the Americans. The British government are the original cocksuckers.
Yeah.
They're the cocksuckers that the Americans want to emulate. These guys got covert shit going on, okay?
God.
Like, there's a reason why that government... Do not fuck with the British government, man. They are evil, man. They are like, whoa, it's all capitals, you know? Like, dude, huge evil bold taunt.
With exclamation marks and ones and,
bad,
evil.
Fuzzy font running back and forth. But just evil, man. Some of the shit they do. Like, man, cross that with your, like, colony stuff. And you know, the lion is just a big Gattaca thing. Do not fuck with England, okay? It's just like...
They'll let you do anything, but they'll watch you at the same time.
Oh, no, they won't let
you
do
it. Clone. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, cloning. Yeah, we go. Well, because they control it all.
Yeah.
They control it all, you know.
We come in peace. Shoot to kill. Shoot to kill. More good stuff on the future. Anti-grav. Yeah, we got cloning. We got fucking flying cars. Now the anti-grav. Raymond Chow of the University of California, Berkeley, believes that his, that supercomputers can convert electromagnetic radiation to gravitational radiation. This is based on the idea that superconductors might be able to, superconductors, if you drop a superconductor in an electromagnetic field, there's a thing called the Meissner effect that allows the superconductor to levitate. So it looks like this disk, if you drop a superconductor in on a magnetic field, it floats. Okay.
Super cool.
And what this guy thinks is that he can do something with superconductors that makes them, you know, with nosebleed physics and Michael Akaku checking your math, that you'll be able to, create shit that's anti-gravity, intrinsically.
Then in 10 years, you just rub your head with a balloon and you'll float.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really understand that one, but I think it's cool. So I'm like,
hey, whatever makes us.
Wow. Everybody who's really, really cool, please check that out if you're smarter than I am. The Virtual Earth was submitted by Bug. This is really cool. In Tokyo, NEC Corporation has announced that the compilation delivered the ultra-high-speed vectorial parallel computing system known as the Earth Simulator.
Whoa.
The Earth Simulator Center of System is slated to begin operation March 11, 2002. This is essentially a massive fucking computer that simulates Earth. Now, if I was a really, creative writer type, I might think that, what if we're a simulation, too, and that's what the computer is God.
Like on 13th floor.
Here we go. Yeah. I never actually seen 13th floor. Isn't that weird? You think I would have, but I just didn't. I heard it sucked ass, and I just skipped it.
It's okay.
So check it out.
Concept cool. Execution poor.
Hey, want a satellite? Anybody want a satellite? Free satellite surveillance. Come and get it. NATO surveillance flights of the Balkans are beaming their pictures over an insecure satellite link.
Ah, this.
Anyone can tune in and watch the operations live on TV.
Because they ran out of bandwidth.
So they just, yeah, but the thing is, they're
it's all concentrated in Afghanistan, and they're using up all the secure comms, so all the rest are like, oh yeah, just pick it up on the satellite.
Yeah, so the discovery was made last November by John Locker, a satellite enthusiast who to be found dead somewhere in a ditch in northwest England. Okay, so if you want details, I'm sure you can talk to him. And if you've got a satellite system, hey, want to watch some TV?
Tap in.
Why not?
Set your VCRs.
Set your VCRs up. Maybe you can watch some war crimes. Not like that'll, really, set anything up. So that's very, very cool. That Virtual Earth was sent to me by The Bug, which is another Rant Radio listener. So very cool. I like it when people send me cool stories. From Avalanche. A guy in the Netherlands. Now, this is cool. I didn't hear about this, and neither did you.
No?
Republicans in the U.S. Congress are threatening once again to block payments of hundreds of millions of dollars that Washington owes the United Nations. They say they'll release the money only if the U.N. agrees that the permanent U.N. criminal court that is established in The Hague will not have jurisdiction over Americans.
Oh, they're special people.
That's
right. They're God's people.
Yeah, we don't do war crimes. We're American. A bill linking the payments and the court is currently under consideration, but it has attracted criticism from President Bush, even though the president himself is a staunch opponent of the criminal court. Okay. This is from the Netherlands. This is cool. This is the power of the internet right here, because there's no way I would have known about this.
No.
So it's like, oh, yeah, we're Americans. We're the force of freedom. That's cool, and you know what? I don't think the American people are evil, evil, evil. But I think that they should be accountable, and I do think they're susceptible to doing war crimes, too. So, yeah, we should, if we're going to, have a fair government, why not have it be, fair? Maybe I'm way out to lunch here. I could be wrong, but, I just...
Same law for everyone?
Yeah, I'd like it, so that just because some CEO has a private security team and then has his private security team go and slaughter a whole bunch of innocent people because he's an American, he can't get tried against war crimes, fuck that. Okay, that's just not on, okay?
Because
that's just not the government, that's American. Oh, no, I went over there, I was private, I did private security work, and oh my gosh, we slaughtered a village of women and children, but I'm American, so you can't fuck with me.
No,
no, fuck you, okay? It doesn't work like that.
Back to Arkansas.
Here's a neat feature, Borg your ass out with Sean. What the hell is that?
That is your, I think that's your microphone.
I don't think so.
Hopefully it is. And
I don't think
aliens
so.
Are coming to get him.
Oh,
Xenu, please take me up into your ship.
Yeah. We're getting the recruits here. I'm doing as you...
That's killing my ears.
That's you.
I don't think it is.
I'm not fucking moving.
Okay.
Okay, here we are. You all right there, Static Boy?
Yeah. Need to put
the
your
sun,
microphone.
The sun has gone down. This is getting fucked up.
The vampires are coming out.
The vampire strikes back. Anyway, Borg your ass out with Sean. Now, here's an interesting idea. These new permanent contact lenses by themselves, not a big deal. Here's the link in the IRC. It's the it's a contact lens that's permanently attached to your eye.
Oh, these ones. You talked about these. Like,
no. These are just lenses. This is new. They have a new lens that will permanently attach to your eyes.
Okay.
For clearer visions. Now that's cool.
Okay.
But what makes it really cool is the next link, which is in 1998. This guy was talking about a set of contacts he made that made you see 9 times better than a cat could at night. So, hey, time to bork my ass out. I want to combine the two. I'm going to take my contacts that make me see 9 times better than a cat can at night and surgically permanently attach them to my fucking eyes.
What about the day? Do you have to, like, wear sunglasses?
We're getting that. That's my next link. Ronan Medic got me a new present. And here's the link for it. Yes, this was the pair of sunglasses that I've always wanted, but I could never get because they were too expensive, and inspired me to do the wear sunglasses rant. And I will tell you something right now. I have been wearing those glasses pretty much nonstop when there's sun. So, is everything cool? Or?
Yeah, everything's cool.
I've been wearing these glasses.
I just got, like, dropped out of the IRC, but it's okay. We'll get back in there in a second.
Okay, and Ronan Medic got me this present, which is a pair of Oakley Romeos, and they're the ones with the light metal frame and the plasma lenses. Very, very cool. So, that's why, and I've been wearing these things nonstop, and I was also doing some research on the web. Do you know how much fucking the ozone layer has been slowly deteriorating over the last little while?
I believe that.
And since I've been wearing the glasses, my eyes feel so much better. I don't even feel like going around outside without a good pair of mirror shades. And I'm not talking the cheap $10 pieces of shit you get at gas stations. I used to think, like, okay, these glasses were way too expensive. They were like $400, $500, okay? The dude, like, spent too much money on me.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does shit like that from time to time. The guys
to protect your eyes? That's just stupid.
That just doesn't make sense. But I'm here to tell you, if I was going to get a pair of set of lenses in a thing, I'd probably either get blue iridium if I was going to go, please. I'd either get blue iridium or I'd get probably plasma. And these are like the ultimate glasses of all time. So those
plasma. Is that a brand name?
They're called Fire, but it's by Oakley.
Okay.
It's a lens by Oakley. And they're so fucking nice.
Yeah.
If you were to walk around with these glasses on in the sun at any point, dude, it just makes all the difference.
They're quite a fashion statement as well.
Yeah, they are. I dig them a lot. So, but getting back to the night vision contacts, so that way you get to wear mirror shades all the time. So you get the LCF.
So you're like combining.
So you're like, come on, everyone wants to be able to wear sunglasses all the time. How fucking cool would that be?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Now, the one thing that happened is that the guy who invented these fucking contacts, his name is Joseph Billy. He's a physics prof at the University of Heidelberg. Now, I want to get this shit done, and I'm not kidding. I want to fucking find these contact lenses, make me see better than a cat can at night. But I don't speak no Dutch, so I'm fucked. Okay? So if somebody out there who's speaking the Dutch could get in touch with my sorry ass, the man at ranradio.com, or somebody gets a hold of Joseph Bill, I want to get these fucking contacts. Because he's talking about it in 98. It's been 2 years with the fucking night vision glasses.
The contacts... they change your prescription, like they make you see perfect and
He makes them with a laser. He takes a laser graph of your eye and then he custom makes the contacts for your eye.
And you never grow out of them? You don't have to take them out every 5 years and cut open your eye again?
I don't know. That's surgically attaching them. I'm kind of crossing two different streams.
Okay.
So I get this doctor to talk to the other doctor and then I wind up on the cover of Wired.
And they both go at you and...
And I got all fucked over. Augmentation! You know, if I'm blind for 5 years, we'll fix it. No big fucking deal. So, recommended media tonight, as the show winds down. What time is it? 9:24. Cool, we've been on a while.
Yep.
Recommended media tonight is really, really cool. I saw this. It is an internet map, and it's a different kind of internet map.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I did. I took a look at it.
This thing's very cool, so I like that a lot. Very, very neat. And for your another piece of homework, which for some reason I have this down in Mess with the Normals.
Yeah.
Mess
with the Normals.
No, I get this under Mess with the Normals. Okay. I highly recommend getting yourself a good set of sunglasses, guys. The summer is coming. Make sure you wear fucking sunscreen, okay? Because there's shit going on in the atmosphere. I don't know what's going on with the
wear
war.
Sunscreen.
Wear sunscreen. Seriously. And if somebody you know's got a really wicked pair of sunglasses, borrow them. Okay, and just wear them for a while. They're fucking cool to have. Good sunglasses kick punt booty. Okay, they're the shit. Okay, and if not, steal some. Sim found this as well. This is cool. I'm going
to
make
somebody forwarded this to me, to be all fair, in all fairness.
Really?
I can't remember who, but...
This is, this is about how to make a computer out of a toolbox.
But this is one of the cooler ones I've seen. There's millions of little things.
Mods and blah, 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 blah. But this is cool. Making a computer into a toolbox. I'm probably going to do this. because when I'm doing tech
stuff. It
looks
simple, too.
When I'm on,
how's that? You bring in a toolbox and it's actually a computer?
It's then you just go to eyeglasses, get a head-mounted display, jack in, and you're like all fucking working their network, and they'll be like, wow, this guy can walk on water and heal the sick. You know, because you got to look the part, right? Oh, sweet.
Wearing your sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you betcha. Wearing your sunglasses with night vision. Oh, yeah, what the fuck?
That would certainly mess with the normals.
Oh, yeah, messing with the normals. Websites you must visit this week. Protect your privacy. The top 12 things you can do to protect your privacy on the web. Guys, do this. Go there. Read this. Do this. Okay? Do it after the show tonight.
Fuck!
Because it's very, very important. Sam just got kicked to the IRC.
That's okay. I'll be back in a second. I'll post it then.
Yeah, so there.
Hold on.
Yeah. www.eff.org/privacy/EFF_privacy_top_12.html. Okay, so if you're listening to this, upcoming events locally, we have nothing. Nothing. Mark
out. Nothing.
FA. We got nothing for you because nobody sent me anything. So, Now, dun, dun,
dun. The time has come.
The time has come for a digital baptism. We have three digital baptisms tonight. First one is Shulman. Shulman is now known as Powerflux. Misconduct's Fish is now known as Magnum. What a great name for a fish. Jodath Moore is no longer Jodath. Is Jodath Moore no more?
Oh, no.
Hey, Moore. Hey, Moore. Hey, Moore. You don't have to be Jodath Moore no more. Your name is now Darth Billy. Yes, Jodath Moore is now known as Darth Billy.
Billy, come here.
Hey, Billy. I'm not Billy. I'm Darth Billy. So I think that's a great name. I really like Darth Billy.
That's pretty cool.
Special shouts out this week goes to Hybrid Theory because he sent us a cool tracer that we were going to use to try to track down the static. Thank you very much for that link. And
what's a little bit about Tariff 22.
Oh, what's up about Tariff 22?
Well, it's come down the wire. It's come down 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. So if you haven't mailed a letter, mail it now.
Yeah, if you haven't mailed a letter or put up a banner on your page or submitted it to your local news site on the internet.
Please, please, please.
Please do. And
please
I just learned something about it today.
Oh, goody. What was that?
Which makes it even cooler, you know?
Oh, good. Because, you know, it wasn't really cool enough.
No, it wasn't cool enough. They didn't gouge quite enough money. Not only is it going to cost Rant Radio approximately $1,500 a month to operate after
this goes in. Which we can't afford to do.
We can afford $0 for it.
Yeah, because it costs us money to do. We don't make fucking money. Hello.
It's retroactive.
Oh, goody.
All the way back to 96. Of course, they can only do it too.
At $1,500 a month.
Yeah.
That's like...
you have some change in your pocket? Maybe we can put it together.
Suck my ass. Yeah, we'll keep broadcasting until they come and arrest us. Fuck you. How about that?
That's about right. So
here's a big bag of fuck that? Anatol got some shit to wash that down.
So they just make up these rules. Yeah, we're going to charge them a lot of money, and it's retroactive to the year 1200.
What? The same kind of bitch thought this up as the same one who's claiming that dogs are race profiling people. You know, that's the same kind of people think this shit up. You know?
I know.
What are you doing?
Not making sense.
I just, oh, man, it makes me crazy.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. What the fuck? You know, it just really makes me nuts. If you want to be on Rant Radio, we do need programming. Well, we still can, so it's all cool.
Yeah.
And that pretty much brings us to the end of the show. Going through the RC tonight, well, our top this evening was, wow, everyone's quitting. Holy cow. I think a whole lot of people.
It's all fucked up. So do what you can in there.
Do what you can. There's a lot of static happening.
Do what you must.
Do what you can. Do what you want. The people who quit, I'll do them through the RC first, and then I'll skip over. We have Guardian Super Chicken, Lentium, Sphinxster has quit, Copper Top has quit, Delamorte, Transistor,
Paladin.
Yeah, I
guess you can get them all there.
Yeah, Logic, Pebble Pox, new person, Saru ZZZ, Rant Enki. Hello, Enki. Good to see you. Delusion has quit IRC. Misconduct has quit. Samarican has quit. Oh, no, there goes Samarian. Also, we have Wonder Cripple. Yes, that's right. Smokehouse, Alien Binary, Anthrax, Bastard Guy, Countersink, Crow T Robot, Druid RM, Duel, Dubster, Disturbed, Decker Case, Noshian, who's good to see. God Money, good to see you as well. Hope you're still high. Gone Crazy, Gorka, Hybrid Theory, Id Fungus, INZ, Jodath Moore, K16, Kexler, Kokini, Conic, good to see you. Leshek, Live, Mary Rebel Virgin, Mr. Echo, Neuralize E3, Nomad Yggdrasil, Obikami, Omega Kid.
Obikami, that's a cool one.
Yeah, Obikami is cool. Omega Kid, Professor, Pyra, Quoth, Roto, good to see you. Shadowver, good to see you. Sir Dark, Soab, Spudley, Dowday Cheese, The Bug, T-Night, Trelane, T-Satvar, Turmoil 874, VTM, WS Ninja, Lady Wolf, Nomad, Della Morta, Prune Squalor. It was another new guy.
Seven days it will start.